That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Old fellows have had no reply from the U.S. Employment Service on their request for a returning soldier to work for them in the stores. Lum, however, has had some good news in regard to his coaching job. He accidentally discovered that Cedric is a remarkable football player, and so now Lum has great hopes for the Pine Ridge team. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, making a wish when you see a rainbow is like hoping for an occasional headache that will go away without any effort on your part. Now, the next time...
Don't tell me, Mr. Baker. I know you're going to say, use Alka-Seltzer.
Well, how did you know? I'll bet you've heard me talk about Alka-Seltzer's fast-action relief when an occasional headache upsets your shopping day. Now, you probably haven't forgotten Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever goes right to work on your headache. And that it's fast because it's in solution when you drink it.
Yes, sir, that's it. After I tried it just once, it's been Alka-Seltzer for me ever since.
Well, thousands of women feel the same way. And you ladies will find that for a dull shopping headache, comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer is just what you want. Now, your druggist has it by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears seated at a checkerboard in the Jot 'em Down store. And Abner is reading a letter.
Oh, come on, Abner. Hurry up. Hit your move.
Just a minute now, Grandpap. Don't just let me finish reading my letter here.
Well, hurry up and read it. I'm getting tired of waiting.
Well, just give me time. Ain't every day we get a letter from Little Pearl.
Yeah, never would have brought your mail over here if I'd have known you was going to sit there and read it.
Well, that's what mail's for, ain't it? Go ahead, figure out some of your next moves there. I'll be done here in just a second.
All right, I hate to take advantage of you, though. You'll be sorry. You know, I get to studying on a checker game, the other fella might just as well give up. I recollect one time I was playing old Eli White. Natural, I was whipping him. He got to playing fast. Fact is, both of us got to playing fast. His barn had caught on fire, and natural, we wanted to get the game over fast as we could so we could rush out there. And you know that's the only time Eli's ever win the game for me. Lost his barn, though.
Well, Dad, blame it anyway.
Oh, don't feel bad about it. That was 8 or 9 years ago. He's got a new barn by now.
I weren't talking about that, Grandpap. I was talking about Little Pearl.
Oh, did his barn burn down, too?
His? I said Little Pearl.
Oh, I thought you said Willard Burl.
No, I never. What I was mad about is that she ain't coming home yet.
Have you saw Willard lately?
No. We got a letter from Little Pearl about a week ago saying she thought she was going to get out of the nurse's quarters and come back to Pine Ridge, but now she's changed her mind, looks like. Thinks she's going to Boston or summers and work in a hospital up there.
Hospital?
Yeah, she says they... just awful short-handed in all the hospitals all over the country, and they need every nurse they can get now.
Did you say Willard's in the hospital?
No.
In Boston? How do you ever get to Boston? I seen him on the streets not 10 days ago, had a load of watermelons.
Grandpap, as far as I know, Willard ain't even sick.
What you doing in a hospital then?
I never said he's in a hospital. I was talking about Little Pearl, my daughter. She says the hospitals need every girl that's had nurses training. Lots of patients in hospitals now. They ain't getting half the care they ought to on account of the shortage of people to take care of them.
Oh, well, Willard wouldn't be no good for that kind of work. He's more of an outdoors type. Of
course.
You put him on a hay rake or chopping cotton and he can outcap any man in the field. Any woman, too, far as that goes.
I never said that they wanted Willard Burl.
No, they wouldn't want him.
They need all them girls that's had nurses training. That's who they need. According to Little Pearl, there's lots of them in the country that's dropped out account of wars being over. That don't make no difference. The hospital situation's worse now than it has been.
Well, I can understand that if Willard's working there. Come on now, let's get back to the checker game now that you've got your letter read.
Yeah, all right. Let's see now, whose move was it now?
It's yours, natural. I'm always waiting on you.
Yeah, let's see. Move that one. Wait a minute here. Weren't there another letter?
Huh?
You brought two letters over here, didn't you?
Why, no, I don't think so, Abner.
Milford, Avery Spears, you brought two letters over here, and you know it good and well.
Oh. All right, hit your move, Abner.
Where's that other letter?
Why,
That's a penitentiary offense, tampering with the U.S. mails that away. All right, Ogus, wait a minute. There it is. Sticking right out from the checkerboard. You hit it there, too.
I never
knew. You did done it. Let me see the thing here.
Now, Abner, don't start reading another letter. We never will get this game played.
Hiding people's mail. If you will hash up for just a minute, I'll be done with it in no time at all if you quit trying to argue.
Just some little old circles, all it is. Wish I had to hit it better.
Huh?
Nothing. Jimmy, I've never seen it to fail. Every time I come over here, all set for a good checker game, something always keeps interrupting us. If it ain't plum, it's something else. I'm going to just quit coming over here. Going to take up solitaire.
Hi, Dogies, Grandpap. Looks like we're going to get him.
Who, Willard?
No, some soldier. See, what's his name here? It's wrote right down here. Sergeant D.W. Hartford. He's going to work for us.
He is?
Yeah. Don't you recollect? I told you me and Lum had wrote to the U.S. Employment Service at the county seat and told them we wanted a soldier to work for us here in the store. One that's just out of the Army.
Oh, yeah. I recollect you telling me about that. Sure.
Yeah. Well, Dogies, we're going to get things straightened out around this place now.
Well, good. It's about time.
Yeah, get some of them orders delivered. Just look at that counter. There's stuff there, orders that I put up way last week. I ain't had time to deliver them yet. That Lum, he's always over there coaching that football team.
I know it.
Dogies, I'll get them sacks out in the feed room stacked up good, too. Tell you, Grandpap, that Sergeant Hartford, he can't get here any too quick to suit me.
Yeah, he don't know what he's getting into, does he?
Oh, no, sir. I've got some work stacked up here for him.
Yeah, maybe you'll have time to settle down to a checker game then.
Oh, sure. I'll have time for everything now. Starting right this minute, too.
Well, he ain't here yet, Abner.
I know it, but I'm going to start saving up for him. If he's going to work, I'll give him some work to do. So, because I'm done breaking my back around this store, lifting all them heavy feed sacks and delivering
that. I don't blame you.
Grandpap, you're looking at a fella that's practical retard.
Whereabouts?
Me. So, because I tell you, this is something I've been looking forward to all my life, Grandpap. Just sitting around, doing nothing, loafing all the time.
You ought to get you a hammock and spread out in here somewhere.
No, because that's a good idea. Might just put it right back there in that door to the feed room. That'd be a good place to string it up.
Might get the sergeant to stand there and fan you, too.
Yeah, when you ain't stacking feed or clean up the
floor.
Get me one of them overly stuffed rocking chairs and some books, and I'll just sit down here and read.
What you going to do with the books?
Well, I can read, Grandpap. I can figure out print and write.
You can read them nursery rhymes all your life.
No, I ain't neither. I don't get away. Man, here comes Lum. I can't hardly wait to tell him the good news.
When does this sergeant get here?
Why, I don't know. I ain't done reading this thing yet. Ain't got that far. Hey, Lum, come in here. We got a hearing from the Employment Bureau.
Granny's Abner, I've got a sensation in that boy, Cedric. What'd you say?
I said...
Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Howdy, Lum.
Listen, Lum, we got a hearing...
Yes, sir, that boy Cedric is a sensation. That's all they are to it.
Well...
If I can ever learn him directions, he'll be the leading touchdown maker of the whole country. Directions? What's that got to do with it? Well, see, that's the one trouble I'm having with him. He can take that football and run through any line for a touchdown, but he can't keep it straight which goal line he's supposed to run for.
Well, can't you tell him?
I do tell him. And he gets it fine for the first quarter, but then when the team change ends for the second quarter, that dead gum Cedric keeps right on running the same direction.
Huh.
He makes as many touchdowns for the other team in the second quarter as he does for his own team in the first.
Well...
More.
Yeah, well, listen, Lum, I've got some good news
for you. Hey, win that away, then. Well, if it's getting a compass for Cedric, just forget it. I've tried that. It just gets him mixed up worse than ever.
Well, this ain't about Cedric at all.
Well, I don't want to hear it. I tell you, Abner, I'm pinning my whole championship hopes on that one boy. He's a one-man flying wedge. With him, I'm going to be the outstanding coach of the year. Or any other year, for that matter.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, will you listen to me now for just a minute?
Sure,
well,
sure.
I'm just quiet down.
Go ahead. What is it?
Well, today...
He's a sensation. That's what he is.
Lum, are you listening to me?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, today in the mail, we got a hearing from the U.S. Employment Bureau, and they got a soldier for us.
Got a soldier
work here in the
store. Oh, sure. Well, for goodness sake, why didn't you tell me? What's the idea of keeping things like that from me?
Well, that's what
when does he get here? Who is he? What experiences he had?
Well, wait a minute. I ain't had time to finish the letter yet. Oh, I just started
here,
reading.
Give me the letter.
Yeah, here it goes. Doggy, don't take the fella's hand off. I know his name is Sergeant Hartford. That's about as far as I got there.
Abner, you reckon we can get back to the checker game now?
Just a minute, Grandpappy. Yeah.
Well, this sounds good so far.
Yeah, don't that sound good?
It says here that he was a supply sergeant in the Army.
Well?
Just finished 18 months overseas in charge of large post exchange.
What are they doing swapping posts with them foreigners over there?
Shows he's had the right kind of experience right there.
Yeah, well, when does it get here along?
Well, I'm just coming to that, I think.
What's the matter?
Says here that the sergeant wants to be sure it's a permanent position before he accepts it.
Permanent?
Yeah, wants some kind of a guarantee.
Well, let's send him one, sure. I tell you, Elizabeth got a guarantee on that newfangled iron she bought. You can have that to send to him. Anything to get him over here.
Well, he wants a guarantee of a steady job. That's what he wants.
Well, it'll be steady. Don't you worry about that. Just wait till he ties into that feed room back. You ought to see all the stuff I got lined up for him to do.
Says here he wants to know if there's any chance for advancement, too.
Oh.
Granny's Abner, I believe this is just the kind of a feller we're looking for.
Oh, he sounds good.
Well, yeah. I think we could practically turn the store over to him. Fact is, I think that's just what we will do.
Huh?
We're going to write him and tell him we'll give him a 6 months guarantee, and what's more, we'll make him general manager in full charge of the store.
General manager?
Yes, sir. Wait a minute. We won't write him. We'll telegraph him.
Yeah, make him get down here as quick as he can.
Grandpap, take down this message for your company to send. Sergeant V.W. Hartford, U.S. Employment Service, Mena, Arkansas. Guarantee 6 months. Start as general manager in full charge of the store. Come at once. Signed, Edwards and Peabody.
Well, I'm anxious to see the new general manager of the Jot'em Down store, and I hope this is going to work out half as well as the owners think it will. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. I wonder, folks, would you buy a half-covered umbrella? Well, of course you wouldn't. And that's why so many people are careful to get Alka-Seltzer, because they don't want halfway relief. For example, when an occasional off-scheduled meal results in an uncomfortable touch of acid indigestion, just call on Alka-Seltzer for real relief in a hurry. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help relieve that sour, acid stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. And so you hear it said when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Now, your druggist has it in the familiar blue and white package. Don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.